sucking out the plug. We just sucking out the plug. Yeah, man, what it do, good people? I'd like to welcome you all to the Socket Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we deal with real life situations and real life transformation, man. Shouts out to everybody that's tuning in, man. Welcome to Evan Vision Network, man. And you already know, man, we got some of the hottest artists out here doing their thing, man. Hey, we got No License ENT in the building. What it do, Ron? What it do with the business? Ron Psycho, man. Got that boy Hippie Gang in the building, man. What it do, man? Tell the people who y'all is, man.
Man, Ross Psycho, man, from Sparta, Georgia. No License to Empire CEO, man. We out here making big changes. Out here doing good things, man.
Hey, Hippie Gang 5 from Sparta, Georgia. You already know how we coming. Yeah, hey. We got the passion for the music.
Amen. Amen. That's what the business is. So, y'all from Sparta, Georgia, and I've been seeing y'all working out here doing your thing for some years. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a blessing. Tell the people a little something about No License ENT. What No License ENT represent?
No License in the Empire represents basically a unity, man. We over here trying to make a universal flow with this music, man. We stick together. We do everything together.
Okay.
Shoot, man. We make hip hop, rap, my specialty soul, because I can touch that soul, you know
Amen.
What I mean?
Amen.
So we out here trying to go doing change the world, take it with it.
Amen.
Take over.
Amen. Yes, amen. Sir. How did you get started in the music industry?
It all started with a small rock.
Okay.
I'm just playing with you. Man, back in the day, after military school, I came home. I built a studio from the floor up.
Okay.
Out of a screen, though.
Okay.
And a slider.
Amen.
And I've been doing music for 10 years, man, and almost perfected it. So, man, I've been riding ever since, man.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's definitely what the business is. What made you pursue it as an actual career?
A passion, man.
I love it.
And the people around me, they love it.
Amen. How long you and Hippie been? How long y'all been connected with each other? How did y'all connect with each other?
Middle school.
Yeah.
A lot of got to find it.
Freestyle a lot.
A lot of got to find playing basketball. Yeah.
Hey, that's you can make some of your best friendships I'm about to get into a fight with somebody. Amen. So we know when y'all bump heads every now and then, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And some people can't bump heads with their people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. Amen. That's what the business is. So as an artist, what do you prefer? You prefer to write, you prefer to freestyle?
I prefer to write.
Yeah. Prefer to write.
Right.
Amen.
And sometimes it depends on the mood.
Okay. Okay.
Like if that beat touch your soul right then and there, I gotta have a bumper right.
Amen.
Go ahead and give it to you for free.
Amen. Amen. That's what the business is. How is the scene with the music down there where you are located in Millerfield?
I mean, it's all right. Yeah, most of the stuff we do, we come to the city. I always tell the team, take out the head, the tail gonna follow.
Amen.
So just the capital, come straight to the capital.
Amen.
Don't cut the head off. Everything good gonna follow behind you. So
amen.
Stick with that right there. We'll get where we go.
Amen. Okay. Amen. That's what the business is right there.
Yes, sir.
Who are some of your biggest musical influences?
Young Dawg. Gotta be my boy Bankroll. Fred can't forget about him.
Yo. Fresh.
Yes. That's my guy right there.
Nipsey Hussle for me.
Amen.
Odell.
Amen. Amen. What do you hope your listeners take away when they listen? When they listen to your music, what do you hope your listeners get from your music? Like what are you inspiring? What are you trying to reach out to your fans with your music?
I just want them to see the bigger picture and that. You can make anything. You can do anything.
Amen.
Yeah, you just got to achieve it.
Amen.
You're right. Mo definitely got to have a goal to achieve. Well, me, man, how I look at it is all about what they think, to be honest with you. Because make love music. So most definitely want you to do your thing on the love music.
Amen.
Hey, make thug music. You know, folk got to feel that. Folk done been through the struggle. So, you know, it depends on the person.
Hey, and then, you know, one thing I learned, too, is me as an artist, targeting your crowd, because a lot of times we're pushing music and we're not targeting the right crowd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So definitely, I think when you're pushing love music, definitely targeting those that like love music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Amen, amen. Can you describe something that gets your creative juices flowing when you're doing your music? What gets you sparked up? I'm going to go with you, Rob. What gets you sparked up that make you get you into that mood and make you want to write?
Man, sometimes I might just sit there and blow one, my boy.
Amen.
Just blow one, might sit there, drink a little song, listen to some beat. About a good 20 minutes, but you always going to be that one that hits you.
Amen.
You're going to be ready to go.
Amen. And how about you, Hippie?
It just like, if I just hear some beats, just like him, if I just hear some beats, I just automatically just think of music, so I just want to do it right then and there.
Amen. Do y'all got, for No License ENT, because it's a label, do y'all have a producer that produce y'all beats on the label or what? You know?
Actually, I work with a few high-end producers.
Okay, okay.
And I produce, I make beats too.
Okay, okay, so you check out.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. That's where the business is. So I got a question, like, how do you stay true to yourself while evolving in the industry? Like, while you, with so much going on and you trying to stay relevant, but how do you stay true to yourself while you're trying to stay relevant?
I never forget the struggle.
Mm.
And I made a promise to somebody important before they passed away, and I'm going to keep my word. So just seeing my grandma cook sitting on my computer every time I took that computer, give me all the strength I need.
Amen, amen, amen.
You just got to be humble with everything.
Mm.
Yeah, got to be humble.
And I don't know if you all have kids. How do you balance, you know, the music with how you balance family and music? You know what I'm saying?
It's a task.
Amen. Amen.
So just like any regular 9-to-5,
right?
Got to handle that with the 9-to-5.
Amen.
The weekend, time to work.
Amen. How about you, Hippie?
Yeah, well, I ain't even got kids.
Oh, well, okay. Amen, amen, amen. But that's what the business is. Have you ever came across a time where you actually had writer's block and it's just like you couldn't get
anything? Oh, yeah. Anytime. How many times?
Right.
Stop for months.
Ain't that something? Yeah, amen. And make sure you keep me on point. But that's what the business is. Hey, so as an artist, I know coming back and forth to Atlanta, how you feel about the networking? You know what I'm saying? Building up your, they say your network make your net worth. How you feel about that?
I mean, that's true. That's true.
Amen.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm all talkative. I'm trying to get better with
the
networking.
Socializing.
Yeah, socializing. Amen. So, but yeah, you know, networking with some folks, you know. I network with plenty of folks out here, man. Rick Light, man, you.
Okay, man, amen.
Folks that I really,
hey,
I really, you know, fuck with.
Shout out to Rich Life. We actually had Rich Life over here one time. You know what I'm saying? And then I see y'all going up tonight, man. Y'all doing your thing at the Pep Rally.
Yeah, we're going to try to get up in that team. I know I got some more stuff going on. We straight forward with you.
Amen. 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 Well, that was the business here, man.
Yes,
well, we definitely had to get you on the Psychic Talk podcast, man.
Oh,
man. You know, and look forward to all the great stuff that you all got coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, any music that you want to point to people in the right direction that they can go check you out?
Yes, sir. You can got them on all platforms. Raw Psycho. My Love, that's RAHPSYCHO, My Love. Then you got No Lights of the Empire, self-explanatory. No Lights of the Empire Sauce. Y'all go look those up. They out right now on all platforms. I guarantee you'll look.
Amen. Amen. So you got any music out that you want to send me your way?
We're really like with the team.
Okay, No License is No License.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's where the business is. And before we go, I just want to know what separates your music from the music that they got out here. Because, you know, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of trap music out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what you think make your music, what makes your music separate from them?
We got soul.
Amen.
We got soul. That right there said it all.
Amen. Amen. Soul music.
Yeah, universal. Yeah. We came for the takeover and we're going to take
over. Amen. Sound funkified. Yes, amen. Sir. So, man, we thank y'all for tuning in and coming to the Psychic Talk podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to No License ENT, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow them on all sites, all platforms, man, and keep up the great work.
Yes, appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. So, man, y'all stay blessed, man. Make sure y'all follow them, man. Tell them one more time where to follow you at.
You can follow us at No License TE on IG. You can follow us at No License The Empire on all other, you know, Facebook, all that good stuff, man. So it's all about self-explanatory. No License The Empire. Just look it up. We everywhere.
Amen. Amen. So that's where the business is, man. So y'all stay tuned in, man. We got some more guests coming in this thing, and man, we out.
Yes, that way. Sir.
The takeover.
Yeah, what it do, good people? You already know what the business is, man. Hey, man, welcome to one of the hottest podcasts on this earth, man. Hey, the Psychic Talk podcast, where we deal with real life situations and real life transformations. And check it out, man. We got some OGs in the buildings, man. We got some legends in the building, man. We got the Southern players in the mother loving building. I thought I'm in the club hosting for a minute. Hey, I'm on the radio hosting. I'm in the club hosting. I had to catch it.
Hey, it's all good.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in, man. Hey, man, it's a blessing to have y'all in the building.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Amen. Hey, Southern players, man.
The Diggy one and only Southern players.
Hey, for those that don't know, if you don't know, it's Diggy Ryan. Hey, man, I wish I could get them to perform live. Amen. So, man, y'all introduce yourself to our viewers, man. Tell the people who you is.
Well, it's Tizo the Wild One.
Yo, this your boy, the one and only BJ Bowman.
Hold it down. It's your boy, Big Chrome.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, Cantrell Lopez.
Amen. And they are the one and only
Southern players.
Amen. That's where the business is, man. It's a blessing to have y'all in the building. We've been trying to get this together for a good minute.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Today was one of those days.
Right.
Well, a lot of people I've been trying to get with for a minute.
Right.
Finally was able to get with each other.
Right.
And it was like in a minute.
Right.
Amen.
Right,
so
right.
It's a blessing to have y'all in the business, man. I see y'all working, man.
Right.
You know, as pioneers in this game, man. What keep you all motivated to keep pushing this music?
Man, it's the love that we have, the passion that we have for this music thing, man. And we as brothers, we just keep each other going.
Amen.
We just keep each other going. If I'm slow, they gonna call. Tito, let's go.
Amen. Yeah.
And amen. That's what we do, man.
That's true.
Amen.
Passion.
Amen. Because, you know, especially with y'all, you know, seeing the time. How long, right now, how long have you all been in the industry making noise?
As of this year?
Yes.
Years.
How long?
No, 20.
That a years?
28, 29. We ain't at 30 yet.
28, 29.
We read that edit, though.
Well.
No, you might be right.
I'm 93.
93, you might be right.
Yeah. 12 gauge, 93.
Yeah, right. With 12 gauge, yeah. So yeah,
because we was... That donkey.
Donkey, right amen.
And then we formulated our own thing.
Mm-hmm. So y'all was with 12 gauge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I was a DJ.
I was a dancer.
Okay, I remember. Let me ride that donkey, donkey.
Yeah.
Scratching at the end.
Okay.
Big man, 40.
History. This is history, man. Y'all get this right here at the Psychic Talk podcast. You see what I'm saying? We deal with real life situations and real life transformation.
Right.
Since y'all have been in the game for a minute, y'all have seen the music evolve.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you all think about the current state of hip hop right now?
Right now?
Right now.
Right now it's up in the air, I call it.
Mm.
I call it that because right now it's like everybody had their season. We had our season.
Right.
You know, Snap had their season. Drill had their season. Well, right now, this year,
right.
It's going all the way back to where it first started from. R&B, Southern Soul now is becoming big.
Amen.
So you got Southern Soul and bass music is coming back. That's why we back in the game now.
Amen.
So everything right now is I just say it is what it is.
Amen. Amen. And I see Big Pun, you're a new addition to the team?
Yeah, pretty much a new addition to the team. I've been in the thing pretty much like B, like 30 years.
Amen.
Because I was also 12 gauge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So y'all just united.
And me and BJ, we actually.
Oh, it ain't me.
Actually formed a group together with it was called Switch.
Okay.
And we did a little, you know, a little album and stuff. And my ex-wife was in the group.
Okay, okay, okay. You see how you just looked when you said that. He was like,
how you said it?
But you know, that's a whole different ball of wax, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yeah, working with these guys, man, it's a totally different atmosphere, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's more like a family-oriented type thing, you know what I'm saying? We lean on each other.
Amen.
Right.
And these days, you can't, if you get somebody just to lean on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because how the world going now, boy, you need somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Me too. Somebody needs.
No, I'm just saying, man, y'all.
Somebody
needs
somebody.
Amen.
Because you know how that COVID dropped in places and just messed up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then sure, just able to come back together after so many years, and they invited me to this situation.
Amen.
And actually, we've been affiliated with each other for
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years, because I remember, you know, the situations that happened and whatnot, because me and this guy, we worked at Holiday Inn.
Okay, okay.
I was the night clerk.
Okay.
And whatnot, and he was in banquets.
Mm.
We had shows. We used to go practice in the bank room. I'd leave the front desk, and we'd go sneak off and practice in there, get some cheese together.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Man. So
what we really have built here is just a brotherhood, a family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've always been family from day one. And when we all left 12 Gauge, and when we finally got together as Southern Players,
yeah,
you know, it just created a bond that couldn't be broken. The group went through what it went through, mm-hmm. and then he was actually introduced to the group some years after then. And
yeah.
Part right. of it.
Yeah. Okay.
But and then we just kept it together.
Amen. You
know what I mean?
Amen.
And we had another member, my brother Marcus. That's the one that's actually singing Dickie Rod.
Okay.
He was one of the original members.
Yes. Okay.
But he's not a part of what we're doing right now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But like, it's like when we came together after all these years, 27
plus.
Mm-hmm. And we touched down back together. It's a brotherhood, and we just, the way we feed off each other.
Amen.
It can't be broken.
Amen. Yeah, I see you all understand the importance of unity.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of people don't realize, like, you know, it was never intended. The creator never intended for us to do it by ourselves anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time when you're trying to do it by yourself, you exhaust yourself
mm-hmm.
because you're spreading yourself so far. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to do that until the creator put the right ones
mm-hmm.
around you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
You have to keep going.
So that unity and that fellowship and that brotherhood that you all have grown, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You know what? Yeah. You know what though? And you just spoke on something that's real, because Cantrell and BJ, they continued the whole thing while we went through our situations.
Mm.
Those guys were steady doing music, steady doing tours and performing and whatnot.
Amen.
And these two guys really held it down when we thought it was gone.
Mm. They kept seeing the V's.
Yeah, and they kept it moving.
Mm.
Both of them guys kept it moving. And then we all talked, and being grown men, we settled down and say, hey man, let's do this. And it was like that. We got back together and came back with another hit.
Hey, amen.
See, the thing about it is the foundation it was already there, but we had to make sure that the foundation was strong.
Hey, amen.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I left Georgia for about 8 years, and I came back, and then me and Cantrell hooked back up because he was still doing his thing, because he was doing the solo thing. And he was like, B, let's put this thing back together. Let's keep it moving.
Right.
So once we got back together, I think it was 2012, 2013, we never stopped.
Yeah, okay. About that 2015.
It was 2015?
2015, you came back. Because 2014, I was still...
Well, I was back 2014.
14, but we didn't get together. Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
Just, ever since then, we just been rolling.
Amen.
And we got to a point where we said, Tizo, let's get this, let's put some of the players back together. Let's remix Dickie Rod.
Amen.
And it's amazing after what?
27.
And then I actually see that you all y'all have a new deal or something like that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new deal.
The new deal is with Empire.
Okay, okay.
Believing Records Empire.
Okay.
I also am A&R for them.
Okay, for Empire.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So it happened because we just came together. We was like, yo, the reason why we remix the songs is because it's called ownership. We didn't own the first part of Dinky Ride. You know, the first one came out. So we decided to say, hey, man, let's just go back in and remix our song so we can own it. Amen. So when we did that, Empire was on my page. And at first, I ignored him for like 2 months because I didn't understand what was going on.
Right.
I was like, okay, why do people just come to me? Man, who, you know, because, you know, you're looking at that stuff like, come on, man.
Right.
This can't be real.
Right.
But then I called him, and I was like, yo, B, man, Empire keep heating us up. So B said, well, get him on the phone. If we could talk to him, we'll deal with him.
Right.
I said, yo, we need to talk to you.
Right.
So he gave us a number. Me and him called, and he told us, first thing he said to us was, y'all was the first and only group that ever asked to talk to us.
Mm.
So that's how he knew the difference between us and everybody else. But that's how the deal came along. They just kept at us. They hit him up, hit my wife up. It was just like they were trying to get at us. So once they got at us and we made the deal.
Amen.
And nice on.
Amen.
The thing about it is a lot of people, when you think about independent record labels, whether it's a distribution company or not, a lot of people thinking it's this huge company.
Mm.
It's not really a huge company.
No. Right.
It could be a few people just like in this room that
right.
make up the company,
right.
but they're doing big things.
Yes.
And that's what Empire is doing.
Steve Amen.
Adams. And like you said, we had a conversation.
Shout out Steve.
And when you have a conversation with folks and you take care of your business, you look at your paperwork, you look at your numbers, and you discuss ownership, you know, like Cantrell said, we own our masters to all of our music.
Right.
We didn't have that with the first label.
Mm.
When we was dealing with Tony Mercedes and LaFace, what was the first label we signed with? Critique Records. Yeah, we didn't have ownership. We had copyrights.
Right.
We didn't know anything about publishing.
Right.
But now it's a whole new ball game.
Amen. You know Amen. I mean? So, yeah. And look at the creator, because technology is at all time high.
Right.
Well, information is so important.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize, and then it's deep because you ain't got to do nothing. Hit Google.
Right.
You hit Google and you can find out some stuff, but a lot of times people don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
It's what they don't get, though. They just think because they record, hit the studio, come out, and they got their yes men around them.
Mm-hmm.
They got hit.
Speak about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. That's a hit right there. Amen. But what they forgetting is this is called the music business, not rap business.
Amen.
So once the artists start learning I call it. Somebody told me yesterday. I was doing an interview yesterday.
Okay.
I was doing an interview with like A&R from Universal, Def Jam, we was all on this one call. So one of them said to me, say, yeah, this business is 70% business and 30% rap. And I said, where you get that from? It's 1% rap and 99%.
Yes. Right? Exactly.
Because your music really don't mean nothing. If that's the case, then you know how many artists out here that we've been blowed up by now?
Exactly.
Amen.
You know, so that's why I'm just trying to get everybody to understand, like, this is a business.
Amen.
You know, because once you learn one thing, guess what's going to happen?
Amen.
You got to learn something else.
Amen.
You got to learn something else.
Yep.
You got to learn something else. It's all about this.
Amen.
When you sign with a label, right, it's all about money, right?
Amen. Amen. And then it's deep what you all are saying that. So for me listening from what you all are saying, that you all have been in the game long enough and you all have evolved
mm-hmm.
to a place that with you being an A&R
mm-hmm.
and learning what you know, you can actually help an artist
mm-hmm.
go to a whole nother level.
Yeah, we actually... I actually just did my first independent compilation with Empire.
Okay.
It just came out maybe a week ago.
It's okay.
Independent Grind, and I put a bunch of independent artists on that.
Amen.
I actually just got an artist signed 2 days ago.
Okay.
Off
okay.
the compilation. So right now what we're doing is we're taking the compilation
uh-huh.
and we're taking artists off that compilation, actually gonna make singles from it, and they actually gonna have a deal with Empire.
See,
so we're actually giving the artists a chance to say, okay, look. We're going to give you a deal, but what type of deal we're going to give you is a distribution deal. We're going to give you an 80-20 deal.
Okay.
Right?
Amen.
So artists get 80, label get 20.
And that's how it should be.
That's how it should be, right?
Amen.
But you're paying, we're not charging for distribution.
Amen.
We charge you for marketing.
As you should.
Yep. Right?
Amen.
But marketing is how you make your money. It ain't the distribution deal that you make your money from. It's the marketing.
Amen.
And see, that's what a lot of artists say, well, I got a distribution deal with DistroKid.
Don't mean
what DistroKid doing for you?
Amen.
Giving you 0.01 cents off a dollar.
Amen. And they not. And
I knew you were going to come in.
Because you know how I feel about that.
Amen.
Everybody's, I
knew you were going to come in and start going hang on.
When you pull up independent distributors like that, you pull up DistroKid, you pull up TuneCore, all of them, of course, those names at the top. But when you get deep into the numbers, the figures, you see how much you're actually getting off of your music when people are downloading, streaming it.
Right.
You're not getting anything.
Right. Right.
You know? And
right,
you gotta pretty much sell so much just to get
right.
a dollar.
Let me a million streams.
Let me break
and
it
a million
down.
Streams are, you know, they get those Spotify
yeah.
plaques.
Right,
you about to talk about that?
Let me break. Now, you can Spotify plaque, but I just want to break this down. What you said about the Spotify? Okay, I guess a lot of artists don't get this. So, if you get 375 people to scream your music, how much money you making?
How much?
A dollar.
Mm.
All right. So that's what we saying. Like, when we're not really making no money off screaming, because people lying, they say, oh, I made a million. I haven't met one yet.
Right. Right.
Even these top artists.
Right.
I haven't met one yet.
Right.
Right. Okay, so what we doing now, we got our own store. So if we say, if we do 375 downloads screaming, guess what? We're going to make $375.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Right.
Right? And even with Empire, even though we over there, we got the distribution deal, even I told them, look, we got our own store.
Right.
You know, so it's about ownership now. Ownership right. is the way you're going to eat. If you just out here rapping and shining with jewelry and flossing, then when it's 6 months from now, we're going to see you on that corner. Can I get some change?
Right, right.
Because
right.
that's why I was saying about the business. The business right. is, everybody talking about Spotify this, Spotify that. Well, how much money are you making for Spotify?
Right.
You know, and that's what, you know, I understand Empire. I understand what they about screaming and all that. But they also know fake screens from real screens.
Amen.
That's a lot of artists doing that.
Amen. So,
oh, yes. As you can
Amen.
Buy.
Amen.
And just like we guys, we're going to, we're actually doing a seminar
mm-hmm.
to educate.
Mm.
Yeah, it's called Learn How to Rest of Your Music.
These artists and whatnot, upcoming mm-hmm. artists and whatnot, to learn the actual business of this thing.
Hey, man, that's mm-hmm. dope. When y'all do that, let us know about
yeah,
that.
It's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, July the 22nd.
Okay. Yeah, hey, man.
It's called Learn How to Rest of Your Music. Actually, we're going to get them to perform.
Okay.
And then we all going to sit on the panel.
Hey, man.
We're going to get them pens and pads.
Hey, man.
And we're actually going to teach them how to register their music. Not just tell them, but show them.
That's it.
A lot
that's
of them
it.
Don't know. Don't,
a lot of them don't know.
How sound scan, how to media base. They don't, a lot
don't
of them
know
don't
about
understand
that.
Song trust.
Hey, man.
You know, sound exchange. Yeah. None of that. They don't understand mechanical royalties.
Hey, man.
Royalties,
yeah. There's so like many that. Ways to
yeah.
eat.
Yeah.
So many
yeah,
ways.
Because they think it BMI. But what they don't get, BMI take 8 months to a year to get your check. But if you on sound scan and all that, you get your check in 3 months, 2 months.
Hey, amen.
You know.
And let them understand, when you BDS, it's going to take about a year before you see a check.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we went through that, man. And it's fortunate enough that these two brothers, they would stay constant with it and learn. And then they educated us on it.
Amen. Amen.
For us to get in. Now, we want to educate you guys, so everybody get your money and quit giving them.
Amen. Amen. I like
Amen.
It. Amen. 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 Hey, we deal with real life situations and real life transformation. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Right now, we getting nothing but jewels. Nothing but jewels. I definitely like to team up with you all on some of these situations that y'all putting together.
No
you know what I'm saying?
No so, doubt. No
you
doubt.
Know, I like what I'm hearing.
No
you
doubt.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
I like, we learn from each other.
Right.
You should be reaching one, teaching one.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Because we have gotten to a place where now it's about me paying you for introducing you to somebody
right.
when it ain't supposed to be like that.
Right.
You
right.
know, if I'm going to pay you for something, let me pay you for some information.
Right.
You
right,
see what
right,
I'm saying?
Because right, right,
you might have paid for that information.
Right, right.
Because now we live in a time where people are there, like they don't want to pay and they don't value what's free.
Yep. Right.
See, like y'all bless. After, I'm telling this to everybody. On after, hey, these next shows is gonna be $200 and up. You know what I'm saying? When the next coming artist is gonna be $200 and up. You know what I'm saying? Because when it's free, they want respect free.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We putting you on YouTube, Roku. We running ads the whole nine yards. Right. And some of the people that we do shows for. For free, they won't even share their own video.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
They won't even. Could you imagine giving someone a free interview and they won't even share their own interview?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. We can believe that.
Hey, man.
They won't even probably subscribe.
Man.
But see, the thing about it is, a lot of cats out here, I don't understand it, but you have platforms that can help you get to that next level. But a lot of them, like you said, they don't want to share it. Mm-hmm. They don't want to respect that platform, but they want to go jump on something else that's
yep.
helping them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Clout chasing.
Clout chasing.
Because then we go for a time where everything is about how big you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of times people are getting sold dreams because they want to go for big.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
And you know, I think the creator the creator said it best when he said, you know, if you be faithful over small things, I can make you rule over big things. Yep. You know, don't despise small things. Yep. Like this, you folk may despise it right here, right? But we can go platinum from a little space just like this right here. Yeah. So don't despise small beginnings.
Farrakhan, you know, Mr. Farrakhan.
And you said that little small thing. We did Dickie Rod in this man Garrod. We actually did.
What I had a rolling 909 drum machine.
And
that was before Dickie I got Rod the MPC. Right
yeah, came, I remember that.
It came out that Garrod.
I remember that.
Now, hold on, but cause we're gonna get ready. Had to get out of here. Cause he got stuff to do. Okay. And I already know we were shots out to Evan Vision. Y'all make sure y'all hit that subscribe button, man. We appreciate everybody who's been subscribing. Now we see the numbers going up, y'all. So keep up the great work.
Subscribe
before we get out of here. I got to know when y'all came up with it. Tell me a little bit about the recipe of how y'all put the Dickie Rod hit together.
It started with the track.
It started with the track, and then we were just, I think we was at
my apartment.
Yeah, but before then, though, me and Tizo had an apartment together.
And this like the 90s, eight?
Yeah, this was in the 90s.
Okay,
That 95, no, it was 90, it was earlier than that, 93, 92, because he was sitting in the living room playing Splat Pack.
Okay.
Round and round we go. And then when they came to that part, get on there like it's a Dickie Rod.
Right,
and I looked at Tizo, I said, that's it.
And then
that's the song. And then T one day, we were riding in the car one day, just before we even got with you.
And I was still with 12 Gauge.
He was still with 12 Gauge. We were riding in the car one day, and T was all like, hey, man, I got it. I said, what you got? We were riding in the car. I said, check this out now. Check this out. He started going, D-I-C-K-E-Y. I said, then at the time, now, Dickie Rod used to go, get on that Dickie Rod. Get on that slip aside. Come on that Dickie Rod. Y'all remember that, right? Yeah. It didn't used to go the way it went now. Until we got with him and his brother. Then that's how everything started coming apart. But the crazy part about it, the last verse of the song, you know, he's rapping the last verse.
Okay.
I wrote the verse, but I was a DJ and producer.
Okay.
I think about rap.
Right.
So I wrote it for them. So let me repeat myself. DJ and producer. So when I wrote that verse, I wrote it for them to rap it.
Mm-hmm.
But they's like, nah, dude, you rapping this.
It's like
NWA, easy, you gonna get in there and rap.
You rap.
Got on the mic, cruising down the street, my 6 foot. So I jumped on in that thing, you know. In fact, B-Rock, from B-Rock and the Business Boy, that's just my baby daddy.
Okay.
He co-produced the Dickie Rod that everybody knows today. Mm-hmm. So after we laid our verses, he said those were some of the best vocals that he's ever worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was meant to be.
Amen. Amen.
And it was crazy because I was out doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. And then it was a slow song that came.
Get out of there. We see you.
It was like, baby, before I go, can I get a kiss?
Good. I remember that song. Uh-huh. Black Street.
We did it. And his brother... I say, hey, man, let's do this. And his brother jumped on it, and he's like, baby, before I go, can I get a Dickie Rod? and it's like, when we came out the studio that night, when we finished it, it was like we was the only car on the street. We was in my car, that 69 Chevy.
Okay.
Yeah, buffing.
Amen.
And then it just starts snowing. It just starts snowing.
Soon we popped Dickie Rod right in.
Each other. We looked at each other, amen.
That's
a sign.
Amen.
That was a sign.
Amen.
I didn't like Dickie Rod, but it was hard.
No, he didn't like it.
No, he didn't like it.
And he did the track.
Amen.
How you going to like something you doing the track?
Well, you know, sometimes we our biggest critic. You know what
But,
man, I congratulate you all on your success.
Appreciate
you. You know
it,
what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
And look for more great, you know, things coming from you all. I definitely want to tap in with you all. And,
okay.
You know, because I have a platform where we deal with a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely want to put something together with you all. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, definitely. Okay. Man, it's just a blessing to have y'all here. That's Tell the up. People where they can find y'all.
You can find me at Facebook, Kentrell Lopez. You can find me on Instagram at Kentrell_Lopez. And you can also find us on YouTube at The One and Only Southern Players.
Amen. Oh. It's on you. Amen. It's on you, Big Papa.
Well, you sleep?
Nah, you can catch me on Facebook, Anthony Rains, a.k.a. Pony. Or catch me on Instagram, PonyDog44.
Yeah, you catch me on Facebook, BJ Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N. You can catch me on Instagram, BJ underscore Bowman 1. You can catch us as the underscore Southern underscore Players on Instagram. And I got to do this real quick. Shout out to MBP Entertainment out of Maryland. Treachery, Lies, and Deception, the play that I'm in, is going down July 15th. I did it, so don't jump on me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can find me at Troy Johnson on the Facebook, and on the Instagram, you can find me at Tizo the Wow underscore one.
Is it the or the?
The. Okay. It's D-A. And you do the one, O-N-E.
Mm. Amen.
Make sure you get it, though.
Yeah. Hey, the wild one. Hey,
wow. One more thing before we go, I want to give a shout out to Universal for giving us this opportunity.
Dominique Mitchell.
Dominique. Shout out to Dominique Adams. They gave us a network deal, a book deal, and a short movie deal. This is different from
the Empire.
Yeah, this we got a whole nother deal. So this got something to do with TV. We got our own network and everything. That's why we're shooting our documentary.
Well, we're gonna bring you back. Amen. Amen. And it ain't gonna be on the Monday for goddamn. I still feel bad. I'm about to hit my wife and tell her why me some money, goddamn.
To my dog, DC. Hey man, let's get to it, boy. I talked to you earlier. Let's get to it.
Amen.
Vision must definitely. Mad love to you.
Hey, man, we definitely appreciate y'all coming out here rocking with us, man. You know, getting through all that traffic, you know what I'm saying? Coming for y'all. So we appreciate that, man. Y'all stay tuned in, man. Welcome to the Psychic Talk Podcast, where we deal with real life situations and what? Real life transformation. Look out!
New single, Booty Short, featuring Head and LA Snow.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's happening, boy? Q, what's happening?
Let's do it.
Yeah, man, you already know what the business is, man. Welcome back to the Psychic Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we deal with real life situations and real life transformation, man. Shouts out to everybody who tuning in. And guess what, man? We don't just have artists, you know, entrepreneurs. We have many entrepreneurs that we bring on the show. You know, we got an entrepreneur who been out here doing her thing. She's not an artist, but she does manage artists. You see what I'm saying? Coming all the way from Carolina, man. We got the big steppers of Carolina, man. The one and only K Smith, the plug. What it do?
What it do? What it do? Thank you for having me, Street Nitty. I appreciate the love, most definitely.
Hey, man, it's a blessing to have you in the building, man. We got the steppers of Carolina. Who you got with you?
Well, first and foremost, we got my son.
Okay.
We got EJ from the South.
You already know what time it is. Peace to all guys and goddesses of Planet Kai. You already know what's going on. We speaking truth and truth only.
Hey.
Shout out to ATL. Shout out to Socket. Talk, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Street Nitty. And I'm fucking with it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Talk to him. Tell him who you are.
You already know it's Twin from the Basement.
Okay. Amen.
Shout out to Podcast. Shout out to ATL.
Amen. It's a blessing to have y'all in the building, man.
Big lad.
Amen.
Shout out to Big Lad.
Magazine, baby, straight like that.
Amen. Y'all, man, hey, make sure y'all tap in, man. You're going to get you a slot in the Combined Magazine. You know what I'm saying? For anybody who tapping in, anybody who looking, you can get you a spot in the, I want to show it to them. Get you a slot in that thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you a whole page, a front page, whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? But man, so we're gonna get into the depths of who K Smith the plug is. Tell the people who you is and what you represent.
I'm the hottest in the city of the Carolinas, baby. What I represent is talented, marketed, slept on, undiscovered talent. We just tired of being slept on, so I'm going from city to city with the Steppers of Carolina to see what we can make shake in different cities.
Amen.
We're just trying to network with nothing but the best of the best and try to get in the industry. We only in competition with the industry because we're trying to get there, baby.
Amen. Well, I'm gonna say this because I had the one thing I learned. We ain't even trying to. You are in the industry.
All right.
Once you step into this field, you start doing these shows, you start networking and moving and spending your money. Mm-hmm. You in the industry. You see what I'm saying, though? So you trying to get where you already at.
Oh,
you just trying to go to another level at it. You see what I'm saying? Right. You know, so, it's a blessing to have you in the building. I've been seeing you working, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, pushing around, you know what I'm saying, moving around the city, you know what I'm saying? How y'all been digging that Atlanta vibe?
Man, we love the Atlanta vibe. You know, just being real, it's so much love.
Amen.
I'm just one of the realists, and I keep it 100. Don't bite my tongue, and I don't sugarcoat nothing.
Amen.
But in the Carolinas, where I'm from, it's just so much competition. It's so much hate.
Mm.
You feel me? You know, and I've tried. I've done a lot in the Carolinas.
Mm.
A whole lot. And I'm ringing. They know who K. Smith is.
Amen.
And I'm trying to tell them to jump aboard and stop with all this knit-neck and patty, because we all doing the same thing. We trying to get to the same spot.
Amen.
And if you ain't rocking with it, then guess what? I'm going to keep it moving. That's why I'm rocking with the ATL.
Hey.
Salute to the ATL.
Amen.
Socket Talk.
Amen.
Podcast, baby.
Hey, that way.
You know what time it is, baby. Appreciate y'all.
Amen.
K. Smith, the plug chick.
Amen. Amen. EJ, tell the people, man, what it is you do. EJ, talk to the people.
Hey, you already know what time it is. ECJ from the South. I am not a rapper. I am a musician that speaks truth and truth only, and I'm here to send a message. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we hardworking. Like I said, shout out to Street Needy. Shout out to Soccer Talk. But what I like to do is do music, but I do it for passion. I don't do it for the money. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for the fame. I do it for a passion, and I do it to send a message. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say I've been writing, but I'm going to say I've been freestyling since I was 7, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I get it from my mama.
Amen.
I get it straight from my mama. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Amen.
My mama been in it for 15 plus years, and I'm going to keep it real. 25 plus
Amen.
Years. But they ain't gonna, a lot of people that's probably watching that know my mama ain't going to like what I'm saying, but y'all flaked out, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We ain't going to say nothing else, but still peace to you, but you stay on your side, we stay over here.
Amen.
Not your ATL.
Amen.
From the Carolinas, baby, hip-hop reality TV show. You know what's going on.
We coming.
Amen. Twin from the basement, tell the people who you is and what you do.
I am Twin from the basement. I sing and I rap, and I speak truth in the people also. I've been rapping and singing since I've been singing in the choir since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
Started rapping when I turned 9. And it was a scapegoat for everything. So, you know, everything that I write about, I know somebody going to be able to relate to that stuff.
Mm.
So, I'm here, rocking with the ATL, K. Smith, the plug management, and we coming.
Amen. Amen. That's for the business. And you forgot to tell the people you dance, too. God.
Yes, I dance. Yeah, I dance, she, too. I do. Oh, I dance,
she,
too.
She, hey, because when I was looking for a picture on your page one day, and, man, that's all I seen, the dancing. I said, this girl, she got them happy feet, God. Every time she hears a song, she on.
I got
on.
That good energy, and that's but what that's people a, love. That's what they need.
That's a good thing, though. You know what I'm saying? So, K. Smith the plug, what made you say I want, you know what, I'm tired of seeing all this stuff going on, and I'm finna step into the game. I'm finna do some management. What made you, what pushed you to that level?
To be honest with you, let's see, I was going to John Casablanca's modeling agency.
Okay.
They heard me harmonizing. I was going for TV print.
Okay.
And, you know, in makeup, they heard me harmonize. I was like, you can sing? I said, no, I just make it happen.
Mm.
I said, but I'm a writer. Like that. So they asked me, the owner asked me to write a song for the school, John Casablanca, in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
I did what I did that made me perform in front of them.
Mm.
I was told so much how much of great talent I had. I was so excited. I was just young, didn't know the game.
Mm.
So basically, long story short, I was lied to. It hurt my feelings.
Mm.
So I went to the library and I pulled out some books.
Okay.
And I started to read.
Amen.
Never been to school for, but I'm a beast at what I do. All and right. I'm coming.
Mm.
I'm coming.
Amen. 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 That's what the business is, though, because that's what it's all about. It's all about elevation. Yeah. It's all about evolving, you know, learning. You know, that's one of the biggest things. When I was in school, I didn't understand the fundamentals of learning. So I was skipping school and hustling and doing all this, not knowing that learning. I ain't talking about the schoolwork. I'm talking about learning. You know, learning is a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? So learning, you've seen enough that made you want to learn.
Exactly.
And made you want to evolve.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And to also give opportunities for the talent that really deserves it. Like I said, I have a passion for it.
Amen.
And I've been doing it for a long time. I be 44 this year.
Mm.
And I've been rapping since I was 7 years old. Like okay. My son say he get it from mama.
Amen.
Because my mama spits. Because I'm a champ. Don't make me prove it.
Amen.
Rugas do maneuvers. So stop with the foolish. I drop you clueless.
Okay.
They just hated the crowd. That's devastated. But you can't get the champion in front. The heavyweight. It's not the queen of the gods. That mean not even my odds.
Okay.
If you're your dog, that mean I'm eating your squad. I ain't trying to be hard. My style is better than yours. And I ain't scared of your boys. The champ is ready for war.
Okay. I'm okay then.
I just wanted to let it be known. So yeah. I'm done with the music.
Amen.
That's as far as with the rapping, hey, I'm man. On the management right now.
That's right.
So
that's...
I want to do artist development, marketing, promotions.
Amen.
I want to help develop these artists.
Amen.
And just put them in position to get heard by the right people that can make something happen for them.
So they can win. And then even go a little further with that, being the time that we in. Being in the time we in now, you can get the money the right way and get your credit the right way. And, man, you can start your own label. Because nowadays what they're doing, they're going to the banks. They're getting the money. And they're signing you. So it's like, why I can't go to the bank, why I can't get the money, and why I can't sign myself? You know what I'm saying? So that's something I always like to put out. Can you tell us a time that you had a difficult decision to make concerning the music? You know, it was a decision you had to make that it was difficult.
Yeah. Be honest with you, yeah, it is. The decision I have right now is very difficult. I'm married. First marriage, all three of my kids by my husband. I've been with him since I was 17, okay? He was taken away from me for 30 years. So I was left, you know, not stuck in a marriage because I'm going to ride that wave to the end.
Amen.
But the difficult situation was because I had to put a lot down because I used to come here about 3-4 years ago.
And okay.
Rock in Atlanta real heavy.
Okay.
I came down, I rocked with P. Brown. Shout out to P. Brown.
P. Brown heavy.
You know what I'm saying? I rock with her. I came to a lot of her events. Like, I was doing a whole, like, major back and forth. And it's just, I had to stop. Because I had to choose and figure out, you know, hey, look, okay, we got my husband right here. I got to be here for him.
Amen.
I can't be getting on the road like I used to. I got to make sure that I support him.
Amen.
But, man, I want to do this music. This is my passion. I love it. It's the hardest decision ever. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm still sticking through with it.
Amen.
So I'm balancing him and the music.
Amen.
And it's hard. And he's fussing at my throat. You know, you're supposed to be here to visit me and you down here in Atlanta, such and such and such. But, baby, I ain't playing.
Right.
I ain't playing. I'm making moves. Now, I ain't got no money that's being made from it right
now. That's it.
If you put in the work to not make yet. It happen. So, amen. Baby, I'm going to ride with y'all. I'm rolling with you 10 years now.
Amen.
I'm gone 10 years. I ain't going no way.
Amen.
So bear with me.
Amen. You know, it is deep what you saying that because most millionaires who have been in the industry and any entrepreneurship, most of them, they'll tell you, it's some people that they make money until their first, and like to 20 years. There's some people out here, 20 years of, what my man name who wrote that book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You know what I'm saying? Think and Grow Rich. Man, you talking about going 20 years is like a century to me. Because you imagine going to get knowledge, you know, from all these different people out here that's successful people and then not even being able to make money yourself. You know what I'm saying? So one thing about I done learned this industry, it's a process. You have to put more in than you get out. But, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's just like right now some seeds planted on that ground. Right now, we seen them when they went in the ground. But in order for it to grow, it got to go down first. So sometimes you got to go down just so you can come up. But see, when it go down, we don't see it when it's coming up. You see what I'm saying? So now we in springtime. There's some seeds that's ready to tip up into the ground. But then you go to certain other spots, they already done tipped up. So it's a process. You see what I'm saying? Your seeds are planted and they are being watered. And in due season, you will see the harvest if you don't give up. You see what I'm saying? Not you. I'm just saying in general.
I got you.
You know, because, you know, a lot of times we give up. And the creator be like, man, it's right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So I've been put in those situations as well. You know what I'm saying? EJ, what did you say you prefer the freestyle? That's your thing?
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I'd say, like, not prefer the freestyle because me, I say right because, in my opinion, you know, when you dwell in the mind, you think more quick with it and you watch what you say and you actually get the perspective of each of one of your words that you say and you speak a message, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
A lot, like I said, me, as a musician, a lot of people don't know you playing with frequencies.
Amen. Amen.
In a way, you know what I'm saying? I don't use that stuff, but I do use some of them, but now I'm switching more towards more of the frequencies. I'm still going to have some of the gangster stuff what people want.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm
right.
Messaging.
You're going to, it's relevant. You're going to,
amen. It's going to be relevant. Just, amen. Instead, once you plant your seed, you at the bottom. But like you said, when the seed go in, it's in darkness. You start in the darkness and go into the light.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's how you're supposed to start.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. That's what the business is, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, knowing where you... It's about knowing where you at and knowing where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Twin, how long you say you've been doing the music so far?
Since I was 5.
5 years old?
Yep.
And what inspired you to want to do the music?
I started off in a choir.
Okay.
At church. And then I used to, you know, sing to myself in the shower. And when they heard me start singing in the choir as I got older, and they was like, oh, she could really sing. So I didn't take it seriously because I don't write my music down, but I'll write for somebody else quick. I'll write a whole song for somebody else. But I make all my music in my head. It's based off it. Things that I've been through, I don't never write about stuff that I've never been through.
Mm.
So you're not going to hear a lot of that gangster stuff because I don't walk around shooting.
Right.
I'm not writing about it.
Right.
But I guarantee you that something that I do write about, somebody going to feel it because there's somebody that's always going through it.
Mm.
And I send a message to my music that, hey, it's going to get better. But as I stated before, everybody that's where they at right now, it took a lot to get there.
Amen.
And at one point in time, they were us crying,
oh, yeah,
with no money and all type of stuff. Oh, so you got to continue to keep going no matter what. And that's the type of message I like to send through my music.
Amen. Oh, amen. I can feel your passion, goddamn. Amen. And you know, you in order to do this, you got to have a passion. You know what I'm saying? What would you say your music style is on performing, EJ? You know what I'm saying? You think it's, do you practice or you just go straight perform?
I'm gonna say it like this. I practice all the time. My mom don't even know this. The thing is, sometimes I'll be in the mirror, I'll just be, like I said, me as, I'm not gonna say spiritual because a lot of people get spiritual misinformed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I say like me, I love playing with thyself, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I'll be in the mirror and I'll just be practicing on my performance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you always supposed to practice on what your passion is. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes,
practice makes perfect.
Amen.
But at the same time, if you don't practice or you don't try to think on what you're writing about,
mm-hmm,
it don't have no meaning to it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And like we say, what you write down, that's basically affirmation. So watch what you say when you write stuff down.
Amen.
But me as performance-wise, I say I'm great, and I'm always keep getting better and better and better.
Mm.
I'm the biggest guy and the best guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's how my mind got to stay. Stay amen. Positivity. Amen. High up. High elevations.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? High elevations is everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As a man, think of it shall be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who are some of your biggest musical influencers?
See, a lot of people going to say Young Boy first. I ain't even going to lie. So, look, at first... I was listening to Young Boy, but I wasn't listening to him because somebody else told me about him.
You're right.
So first it was XXXTentacion. It was him first in like the music because Look At Me. Yeah, that was a crazy song. But once I started listening to like the other stuff that he like
put out, wrote,
it's like it just has a different meaning to me.
You know,
like,
he got balls.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And he's so versatile. He talks about the struggles, what the economy's looking like, you know what I'm saying? How the government, all, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get too much into it.
He
you
deep.
Know what it is.
He
you know,
deep.
He really deep, you know what I'm saying?
He deep.
I'll say after him, then maybe Lil Baby, then maybe Young Boy, then after such and such.
Mm.
But first I say X, Lil Baby, then Young Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen. K. Smith, you know, you've been in the industry for a minute. Who were some of the influences that you listened to growing up?
Oh, MC Light, Queen Latifah. MC Light, that's my item.
Okay, okay. That's right. So if you had a chance to do a collaboration with somebody, MC Light would be one of the first persons?
The first.
Amen. That's amen. Right. Hey, MC Light, man, I hope you're paying attention. Yes. K. Smith say she ready, Amen. Amen. How do you stay true to yourself? I asked the Southern Players this. How do you stay true to yourself while evolving in an industry and you're trying to stay relevant, but you're trying to stay true to yourself at the same time? How do you do that?
Well, me, first and foremost, I pray.
Amen.
And I just stay real. Everything I do, I stay on the up and up.
Amen.
I have no flaws. I do have flaws, but
we because
of this music, I make sure that I stay on my tippy toes.
Amen.
And keep everything 100% pure, raw, and real.
Amen.
And what I talk and what I speak, you're going to see visuals.
Amen. Amen. So you really believe that being real is the best way to go?
Mm-hmm. I believe being real.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
100% real. I don't care if you dealing with the fake. Sometimes you play the fool.
Mm.
But you just stay real.
Amen. Amen.
Don't ever switch up.
That's the only way.
That's it.
If you were to give a artist some advice on how to stay connected with their fans, what would you tell them?
Consistency, most definitely. Make sure that a lot of artists may not have a movement, but that's the part of marketing yourself.
Amen.
Doing shows, getting on flyers.
Amen.
You know, again, like being consistent. You know, make sure that you network.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Network is the major key because Amen. You never know who you in the building.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Straight Amen. Like that. Amen. This question for everybody right here. Are you all good? And I'm going to start with you first. We're going to start with you and we'll break it on down. How are you on taking criticism when people give you their opinion of what you're doing? Like, if somebody come to you and they say, that song, I wasn't feeling that song, God, with, like, or do you, when people come to you, do you respond in a, or you can sit back and say?
I love constructive criticism. Okay. I do. But okay. The thing is, you have to talk to me, not at me.
Amen.
So there's a difference. If you're talking at me, I'm not hearing nothing you're saying. But if you're talking to me, I know it's for the best.
Okay.
You know, I know you see, looking on the outside in, you might see something that needs some. For instance, my March Madness song.
Okay.
I was real hyped. That's one of my hype songs.
Okay.
I was real hyped with it. And Mama K came to me. She told me, she said, just slow it down a little bit. And then I fell in love. That's all it took was for her to tell me one time. And then I fell in love with it. So I'm all for it because I know that if you're coming to me and saying something about it, that means you care.
Amen.
You know, that means you're paying attention.
Amen.
And that's what I want. I want people who's genuinely there and paying attention.
Amen.
So I take it well as long as you're talking to me and not at me.
And you know, it's deep. Because I know that's definitely one of your songs. Because I seen you perform it last night. And when you were performing it, you were rapping, but you were dancing, God. You had that got into that thing. That song, you know what I'm saying?
One of the songs where I came back after I took a break from music. And then I came back with that song. So it's a new me.
Amen, amen, amen. That was the business here, man. I know, big ups to everybody that's tuning in. Well, we know y'all going up the strong way tonight at the Pimp Rally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, all roads lead to the Pimp Rally. We going up the strong way tonight, man. So it's big ups to everybody who tuning in. What advice would you give to someone who wanted to make this music a career?
I would say follow your dreams. Never give up. Go for it.
Okay.
You never know what happened. Put it out there. Get some feedback to see if the people really rocking with it, if they feeling it. And if it's not right, then go back to the drawing board and start all over.
Amen. Amen.
But make sure you go in and be passionate, be 100 and serious. That's one thing that you have to be. You have to be serious. Don't play with it now.
Amen.
Do not play with it.
Amen. If you was to meet an artist and that artist music was garbage.
Okay.
But he had a bag and he could invest in himself. Would you push him and his music was garbage? It's my his music was so garbage, nobody would listen to it. But he had a bag behind him. What would you do?
To be honest with you, this is what Kay Smith do. She artists develop.
Amen. Amen.
So if that artist got the bag, that just let me know that he's going to invest in himself. He's 100% pure and he's serious.
Amen.
If you got garbage, I'm going to make sure we make it right. We
Amen.
Find you a writer, baby.
Amen.
Let's put this money towards this writer. Let's get it.
Amen. 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 And you know, I like that because see, a lot of people, I know some people, they'll push the artist and they won't even try to perfect the craft. You know what I'm saying? But if you be real with the artist and say, hey, look, your music, it ain't the best. But we can work on that.
Exactly.
But I see the determination that you got.
Right.
I see the drive that you got. I see you're willing to go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna keep pushing at that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the business is, man. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for what y'all got going on, for what y'all doing. You know, just seeing how the creator working. Then how are you, EJ?
18.
Hey, man, 18? Man, you very knowledgeable to be 18, my brother. I probably thought you about 23, 24.
Hey, but look, I may say I'm 18 on here, but I really ain't got no age. Y'all know what I mean by that. But,
hey, man.
But positivity creates elevation. But I ain't gonna lie, I kind of did want to get back to when you were saying no criticism.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time,
come on.
Anybody gonna criticize you? It don't matter where you can walk outside.
Amen.
Somebody gonna criticize you just by what you wear, how you talk, how you walk, anything. So, Amen. In my opinion, I feel like you should take that as knowledge because you can perfect mm-hmm. your craft.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Some people may have different opinions on you. It's not mate. Well, I ain't gonna say mate. They always gonna have right. opinions on you, but it's not gonna be. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Like it's gonna make you.
You know what I'm saying? But right. some it's like situations that may be bad, it's gonna turn out good for you because mm-hmm. it may teach you a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can perfect yourself.
Amen.
It's all about how you take that lesson.
How you take it.
I like that what you said because like in the word of God it said all things work for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's deep because he's saying you could take anything and you can get some good out of it. You know what I'm saying though? So like a mistake ain't bad if you learn from the mistake. If you're not learning from the mistake, now it's bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what about you, K. Smith? I know you don't give a F, but we still got one.
Okay.
But how do you feel, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, you know, criticism and...
It's from experience, it's most definitely needed.
Okay.
Especially for me, myself, because like you said, I'm one of the ones that I can care less about your feelings, what you say. It's not going to bother me. It's not going to move me.
Right.
It is what it is. This is life. We're here to live comfortable.
Amen.
And then we're gone the next.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
So you live it to the best of your ability. I was real bad with criticism. I was ready to fight, throw hands and all, until I got involved with my CEO and advisor, Lavelle Jones.
Mm.
And salute to him. And that's Big Meech's first cousin. That's who works with me, who has calmed me down and got me to where I need to be so I can, you know, deal with everybody.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
To be real, because I couldn't take it.
Amen.
I ain't going to lie. Boy, they come at me to my man, look here. Look, man, you're good at what you do.
Amen.
You understood. You Amen. Understand.
Amen.
You aggressive. You're a little too aggressive, but we see what you're doing and we're behind you. But you have to tone it down.
Right.
And it's just because of what I've been through.
Amen.
I done dealt with so many artists in the Carolina that I done had under me. I mean, half of the artists that's rocking right now I had under me. And it's like, my issue was, I don't get to know people first.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the talent.
Right.
And I run with it.
Mm.
And I put in the work and I show and prove to them that I'm worthy of it.
Amen.
And it's like, I get burnt. In the end, every time.
Amen. Let me ask you this, and we're gonna kind of close out right here.
Okay.
So what you're basically saying, you should get to know the artist should we get to know who we're dealing with first?
When you're
dealing with them. Or why are we dealing with them?
And in this business, my opinion, and from experience, you most definitely need to build a relationship with the people that you're dealing with. It does not have to be personal, but it's business.
Amen.
You need to know who you're working with.
Amen.
There's a lot of snakes out there, and you can deal with snakes. You feel me? But it's a way that you slither around that.
Yeah, you get a snake.
Because I'm not going to snake with you.
Amen.
But you may can put me in position. You a snake. I may can't get to where I need to be, but you a part of it.
Amen.
Even though you do something wrong, but that don't mean that you're going to do the wrong with me.
Amen.
I'm a rock with you as long as you keep it 100 with me. I can care less what happened with you and whomever else.
Amen.
I don't care. And nobody finna come in my ear and eardrop nothing, because I tell you straight up, man, get up out of my face.
Right.
Whatever situation happened, that's between y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Our situation is straight.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep moving. So either you jump aboard this bandwagon,
Amen.
Move, because K. Smith, we in the wind, baby.
Amen.
Do the soccer talk, baby.
Amen. Amen. Well, man, we definitely appreciate y'all coming through. We're going to close out by getting everybody's Instagram where they can follow it. And what can we expect more from Steppers of Carolina?
Oh, man, you can expect the best of the best of nothing but the Carolina hottest, slept on, undiscovered talent. I'm bringing them.
Amen.
Anything that you got going, get nitty. You already know what time it is.
Amen.
I'm trying to bring these artists down here so they can get exposed, and Amen. Also for y'all to hear the great talent that we do have, because we do have a lot that do stick together.
Amen.
And that's really hungry and that can invest in themselves. They just been through a lot of situations where we talk about them slither snakes.
You're right.
But sometimes you play the fool to fool.
Amen.
And it's time to make it happen. So.
Amen. Amen.
I'm rocking with you.
Amen. So tell the people where they can find y'all at.
Well, you can find your girl K. Smith, the plug chick, the chick you love to hate. on all social media, K Smith Management. You can Google me, baby.
Amen. Amen.
It's your boy EJ from the South. You can follow me on Instagram, everything at EJFRMTHA South. You know what I'm saying? Follow the movement. Hey, and after that, I want to say this. Pub Stump is releasing on all platforms on May 5th. So y'all watch out for that. You know what time it is, man.
Amen.
Ashe.
Amen.
You can find me on all social medias also. I just started my music social medias, so I'm transferring. So those are Twin from the Basement. But what has everything on it for at this moment is Facebook, Patty Douglas, Instagram, Pretty Girl Patty.
Okay then, man. Well, we definitely thank y'all for coming up, man. They came from South, North Carolina, right?
Columbia.
Okay. Hey, we thank them for coming up here, rocking with us on the Socket Talk podcast. Man, y'all make sure to hit that subscribe button. You know what I'm saying? Hey, keep subscribing. Don't stop subscribing. And make sure y'all tap into all the podcasts we got on Evan Vision. You know what I'm saying? We got something for everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned in, man. It's your good buddy, Scrutiny the Representative. This is the show where we deal with real life situations and real life transformation, man. Y'all stay blessed. We out.
We out.
We out.